Today's guest is Loa Blasucci, and Loa is a former Hollywood makeup artist. She has such an interesting story, and I love how she kept following her intuition throughout her life. Even though she was a working mom of four kids, she said she always had her kids' priorities were always first in her life. Yet here she is now at 64 years old, doing what she was meant to do. And what she does is she facilitates a comprehensive healing process for her clients. She's able to read energy and tell people kind of how to have better energy. She helps them release anxiety and balance their energy so they find inner beauty. So it's interesting how she started with people working on outer beauty, and now she helps people with inner beauty. I'm sure she saw a lot of people that lacked the inner beauty and were coming from a Hollywood, job where it's so much based in vanity. So interesting. But she's an author, a nutritionist. She's a content creator. She is viral on TikTok and has quite a few followers, 70,000, I think, on Instagram. She provides a lot of value, and you might want to follow her. And she does face yoga on Tuesdays. So I'm excited for you to meet her. And of course, I did say she helps people with their energy. She's an energy medicine practitioner. And I also wanted to mention that she does offer a free gift to you on the episode. And so you want to check the show notes or go to her website, heyloa.com. And she shares the instructions on how to get it, but it's only free today and tomorrow, which is October 25th and October 26th. So if you're listening to this after the fact, oh, well, you got to listen to these episodes right when they publish, because you might miss out on some goodies, but you should still follow Loa because she's amazing. And she's so calm. When you hear her voice, I told her at the end after we stopped recording, I said, you just make me feel calm when I listen to you because her voice is so soft. There was some background noise, but I think, for the most part, we got that cut out. But if you do hear something that sounds like something growling, I told her, I said, that sounded like either a dog growling or it got louder and it sounded like a beast, but apparently it was some kind of jet flying over her. So hopefully that won't bother you. And we got that cut out. So with no further ado, let's get to the interview now.
Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And today's guest is Loa Blasucci. And Loa is amazing. And I can't wait to interview her and let her speak about her journey, her personal journey. How she is kind of a late in life bloomer with purpose. But I think, as I say with my other guests, it's, what we did in our past always leads us, I think, and gives us that wisdom and that knowledge. And so welcome to the program, Loa.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to be here. So why don't you start by talking about what you did initially and then like how you pivoted and what led you to pivot? Because, you really have a fascinating story.
Oh, well, I was a makeup artist in Hollywood for 35 years, and that's a really long time if you think about it. And it was an amazing job. I loved it. I flew in a lot of Learjets and I touched some just amazing, beautiful faces, went all over the world. And it was such a high octane setting. There was a lot of stress involved. Back in those days, they didn't have the technology like they do now. And there was a lot riding on every shot, think something could go wrong and shut down. And it just, people were just way more freaked out and stressed out than being on a stage is now, or a shoot. And I remember just kind of watching as this all unfolded. As the makeup artist, you're the first one there. The lighting guys are there too, but you're one of the first people in, and it's early and you're setting up all your tools and everything is there and clean and pristine and you're ready to go. And the actor comes in and you're right next to them. You're right next to their face and you can see their skin quality and texture and tone. And you're looking at what they're eating in the morning. You can see what they drink. You're going to hear about how they slept and several things about their life. And it became like this puzzle to me. Whether or not someone had had, you know, any kind of a surgery or things done, I was right. I could see it. I was right there. So it was kind of like always watching. And it was like an ongoing field study for me of how people live and how they feel and what radiates out of their face. And I learned so much. I could see how they treated people around them. I could see their general mood. And it was just all such amazing information to me that just led me to everything that I do. And when I decided I didn't want to put makeup on anymore, I wanted to be bringing beauty out of someone. It just needed to be more true and more real for me.
Yeah, I have a question, because you read energy really well. And so did you know you did that then? Because what you're saying is most of what you did was more listening, more audio, more visual. But like that, to me, that reading of energy is more of a feeling. So did you know you could do that then? Or was that something you developed?
I didn't know that I have the skills that I know now that I have, but I knew that I understood things clearly on a very deep level, you know, and it's kind of like, I'm the seventh born child. I don't know if you've ever heard about that, but the seventh born child is the one who is in the healing arts. And I didn't realize this my whole life. And, you know, all the other things, I have three great, great grandmothers that were burned at the stake as witches because they were healers. They were doctors and healers. And I have green eyes. I have all of the things in the things. You know, and
I never heard that. That's interesting.
I had some experiences as a child that I really never talked about because I didn't think anyone would believe me. I just thought, oh, well, that's just how things happen for me, I guess. You know, that's awesome. That's wonderful.
What led you to be interested in makeup?
I always was. It's one of those things, if you have a flair for it, you know. You can tell by how someone works if it's easy for them. And it just was for me. The beauty business has always been so near and dear to my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was the first thing I wanted to go and do when I started at 18. So did it for 35 years.
That's great that you're so young and you did something that you're passionate about. But it's interesting because to me, like outer beauty, it's like you started with outer beauty, which I'm sure working on people made them feel better about themselves. So it kind of like you would see them probably blossom when they felt a very vanity driven world that you were in. And then, yeah. So you probably saw a lot of, you know, just know you had a lot of knowing about people that they had no idea about themselves.
Right. That's reminding me, my first job was on the Donnie Marie Show.
Oh, I loved them.
That show
was a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Absolutely. Like the number one thing in the country at the time, it was huge. And I found this out later when I started working upstairs, but they had this filing cabinet. This thing was like 10 feet across and the drawers were like 2 feet high and it went, I don't know, like 8 feet when you pulled them out. They were applications from all over the world, people that wanted to work on that show all over the world. So I just walked in and I had a sheet of paper and I typed up 10 reasons why you should hire me. This is back in the day. Nobody's got a computer. Nobody's got a phone, you know? So I walked in and I said, who's the production guy? And I didn't even know what to call him, you know? Anyway, somebody pointed and I went over there and I handed him this piece of paper that said 10 reasons why you should hire me. And he looked at me like, who the heck you think you are? And he said, so tell me more about this, why I should hire you. And he was changing a fish aquarium. So He was walking down the hall to put fish in a thing and then walking back and then walking down. And so I just went with him. I just stayed by his side and we walked and he like dumped fish in and he asked me a question. I walked back. Anyway, it was this, it was a wonderful interview and he hired me like out of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. That was a very fortunate thing. So he said, look, we don't have room for you in the makeup department. I know you want to go there, but I'm going to put you here on this floor as a secretary. I suck as a secretary. Oh my God. I'm horrible. Oh, goodness sakes. You don't want me as your secretary. You really
don't.
You're
not good at making up words. You're just good at making up faces.
I was like, okay, great. You know, so he gave me a title, the interoffice communicator. And I got a little tag and the whole thing. And I sat at this desk and basically just made sure everybody knew who messages back and forth or whatever. But really what that was too, that was another study because where I sat at that desk, I could see people coming up the hall and going down the hall. And you could see right away who was who without knowing them or what their job was or what their title was. You could tell by how they moved and how they walked. And now I know that is third chakra energy. Your third chakra is right here, notch of the ribs. That's what I call your center of badassery. So when someone has that, like, okay, I lived in LA for 35 years. So, you know, you can say things like, you know, if Brad Pitt walks into a room, because you can be at Starbucks and literally, you know, George Clooney could walk in. You don't know. That's how it is in Los Angeles. But you can always tell that energy comes in with them. And it's such a beautiful thing that not everyone has, but it is in the center of your body. It is, you can't not notice it. So it's kind of how, even back then, I was only 18 years old. I was daydreaming, watching people walking down, but I knew what I was seeing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I guess if it's more natural to you, because it's really a gift as the seventh child, you probably were more aware of it than a lot of people. You know, I mean, people probably are attracted to that person. They just like them, but they just think, oh, I just like them because I like them. They don't think about it's kind of deeper than that.
Yeah. You know, and empaths have the gift of reading energy, and HSPs, you know, highly sensitive people have that gift. They can read the room. But also, you know, some caution that I always give there is if you are really good at that, if you're really focused and connected on that, it can be detrimental to your own health and well-being, because that second chakra, which is down low, when it's open and you're watching for all those things, that's other people's stuff coming into your field, and it can exhaust you. It can make you prone to burnout. I see it. It's so common. Panic. Rage. It's what I want people to know is that you can manage your own energy just like you can manage your own body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Field. So, yeah. And it wasn't until I got into my 40s, my early 40s, because I was a mom and I had four kids and raised them and I did the soccer things and the things, and it was awesome. And, but when I hit my early 40s, things started to happen to me that I had to look at and go, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about raising kids. Were you a young mom?
I think so. Yeah. I was a young mom. Well, I'm 64 now and my oldest is 40. So yeah, I was right in that range and I had four of them, but there were some events of life and marriages and things in there. So, you know, top to bottom, there's like 13 years between four kids. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. It's funny. My oldest just turned 40. So 63 and four, so we were about the same age when we started. Yeah. So that's just, so you worked all the time and traveled while you were being a mom. So working mom.
Yes. My goal was to make it so that my kids had no idea that I worked. That was my belief, was that it's like the secret thing that I do is have a, you know, a gig, because I just want to be there when they wake up. They don't need to know what I do. I'm just going to, you know, be the mom. And I really don't know how successful I was at that. I really tried, but, I know that there were times when I traveled, I know they knew that, but the thing about being a makeup artist is you don't ever have to take the job. And my kids came first. So I could have been offered something. And if it was going to take me away during a certain time that I, you know, if it was the football finals or something, I wasn't going to go. So, and I try to make it so they never knew any of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was the big transition point? Was there a particular point where you were like, okay, it's not makeup artist. This is not what I'm meant to do. It was just meant to teach me what I need to know to like really live my purpose. Was there a moment you remember, or was it a succession of moments?
Laurie, I am so hard-headed. I am just a hard-headed woman. And there wasn't a moment. It was just this evolution. The world just kept saying, come on, girl, we're going to, now it's this, you know, and I have always run on my intuition. I have always been dialed in and I just flow with it. You know, so if a transition was going to come, it happened effortlessly. I went from working in entertainment. I said, you know, let's just get a few gals together and we'll do a little wellness camp. And I needed a manual. So that's when I wrote my book, All Health's Breaking Loose. I wrote the book as the handbook to the wellness camp. And I did that for about 10, 12 years. And it was amazing. The women just came. And it's interesting because I've never, ever said, I work with women, but I always do. I mean, it's a small percentage of men. I still work with men, but it's women that come into my circle and always has been. So when I left entertainment, I transitioned into running the wellness camp. And then again, it's just more field studies, but that time it was about the body and just learning about forgiveness and emotion and what you hold on to.
So I had a question about, so you were a makeup artist and then you wrote this book, All Health is Breaking Loose, which is great. Is that what it's, so All Health is Breaking Loose? Did I get that right?
Apostrophe S, All Health.
Health. Yeah. That's a great title. I love that. How did you go from doing makeup, which is, you know, it's very artistic. And I think of a makeup artist, I almost think of a painter.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And it's quite a craft, but then it's health. So like what kind of health? Because health is a wide array of things. Yeah. So what was the camp and what was the thing that in particular you're talking about? And how did you like, you said it's intuition, but what was your intuition telling you? Do this brand new thing. Cause it seems very different to me.
I had had a peek behind the curtain. I saw how the sausage was made. I know why gaffers are paid millions of dollars to light a face of a particular woman, because I've seen all the things, you know, how beauty is put on. And I felt like no one at that time was talking about things like meditation. And I mean, now it's real common. The last 5 years or so, I mean, everybody seems to know more about it. But at that time, I felt like, let's start thinking about how you got to where you are. And so I wrote my book, which is very much a starter point. I'm dealing with things way down the road of that now. I'm dealing with energy work and clearing your auric field. And those are the things that I work with now. But at that time, that was the message. And so as people came together, we were talking about meditation and forgiveness and nutrition. I'm a nutritionist also. So that's kind of how that came about. It was just an extension of being in the beauty business one way on camera and now dealing with real women in their real lives. And that's their emotions and their feelings and what they're eating and, you know, all of those things, fitness, that's what. And then from there, I branched again. It's another evolution, just still on the same path. It's just the advanced version of the beauty business, which is managing your energy, because that is truly what supports all of it. It's how your endocrine function is supported. The main thing I can say to anyone interested in beauty or wanting to feel or be more beautiful, you manage your hormones. That is what is driving the bus. That is what your hormone balance is, the reason you look the way you look, say what you say, think what you think, feel what you feel, do what you do, all of it. That's what it is. And so you want to have control over that. And women have far more control over their hormone balance than they think. You know, imbalances don't just, oh dear, there are certain familial instances and certain things in your genes, but you can rewrite your own genetic code. And we know this now. That is honestly the best news I could ever give you about anything, is just the fact that, you know, you can rewrite your genetic code. I have done it for myself without a shadow of a doubt. I've worked with clients who have also done it. And your propensity for so many things drifts away when you take charge of your hormone balance and then so many other parts of you.
How can you tell if you are out of balance with your hormones? Because what I've heard is that oftentimes women go to doctors and the labs don't really tell them what's wrong. It's like there's some, you know, maybe they're going to the wrong doctor and they're just going to an internist that's general and is not specialized in hormone treatment. But I feel like there's just this disconnect between, you know, what our Western medicine doctors know and what is really going on inside a woman's body.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, doctors aren't trained in that. They're trained in disease management. You know, they're not trained in how to work with what's going on in your emotions and how you feel, because that's a big part of what's shifting within your liver, which manages emotion, and your meridians, which move energy through the body. I mean, there are so many pieces to it. But to answer your question, women and men, they know. You know when you don't feel right, if you just feel a little ungrounded, or they'll say, you know, I'm just a little off. I don't know what it is. I love that. To me, when someone says that to me, it is beautiful to me. It is holy that you have listened to the voice that doesn't use words, and you know that something is going on. I'm more moody. I'm more this or whatever. I don't feel connected to the earth. I don't know what's going on. That's the message. And smart, wise women will stop for a moment and say, where is this coming from? How am I feeling this way deep in my body? Where does it live? And what's the story that it's connected to? And if you go there almost, I don't want to say in every case, but, you know, I'm just going to say in almost every case, but in almost every case, there is some forgiveness that is attached to that needs to happen. And I know that can be daunting. And this is the part where, I have to say, everyone has their own story. And I do get that there is trauma and that there has been long-term stress and there has been chronic situations that have happened for some people. And I truly do understand and respect that. But at the end of the day, when you manage your energy, you can only do it by managing your emotion, because they are very intimately intertwined. They are connected. And so if you want to manage your hormone balance, we've got to manage the energy that's moving through your body, through those beautiful systems. For example, your thyroid, it lives right here, right? Notch of the throat. This is your fifth chakra. This center, this is your voice. It's your expression. It's the truth that you know. It's your ability to speak and be heard. So many things come through there. This also governs your thyroid. It's all connected, the thyroid and the voice and your expression. And so this one center, a chakra is just the Sanskrit word for wheel. It's just a wheel of energy. And we know they exist. We have electrocardiogram. We can see it on a machine. We know there's energy here. We have an electroencephalogram. We can see that on a machine. We know there's energy here. There's energy centers all through you. This one, your fifth center, it connects all things head, mind, spiritual to your body. So if you get too up in here, and this can be a common thing too. Sometimes I'll work with someone who has gotten very spiritual, very connected to all kinds of practices, and yet they're ungrounded and they can't heal because it's been bypassed. There are parts of the brain where you store trauma. Trauma can be stored in sections of the brain that when an event happens, it just shuts and just holds it right in that space. That development comes to your gestalt. It's just halted. So basically, to bypass it, you can get real spiritual, or you could get really depressed, or there are a lot of things that could happen that take you out of balance. So the goal at all times is to make sure that all things here are connecting with all things through this part that connects to your body, your throat center. It's so important. So that's
She was pointing, just so the people are just listening to this. She said all things here, she's holding her head, connect with all things here was the throat. And so, yeah, that was the visual for people.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. That's so interesting. When I had the thought that, like, when you put drama there and you store it and it's shut, it's like, to me, it's like, it's the attic. You know, it's like stored in the attic, and it's, you know, we don't go up in the attic very often. We just go up there when we move or something. But yeah, that's interesting that,
you know, that
I didn't hear that before.
That section of the brain, then it doesn't evolve. It doesn't grow. It doesn't get to develop, because it's busy. It's full. Mm-hmm. It's just shut down. It's just a locked, you know, locked vault right there. And
it doesn't mean it isn't affecting you by it's being closed. It is affecting you, right? Because that's part of the subconscious, I guess, right?
Yeah.
It's accessing it. Yeah. It's so interesting.
Yeah. It's very much a skill, and it comes down to your psychic ability, your psychic strength. That's just your self-mastery, or the strength of your own mind. And that's what I do. That's what I talk about on TikTok and Instagram and all the things I'm on. You know, I'm Hey Loa everywhere I go, just like you want to call my name, HEYLOA. I'm Hey Loa on all the channels. And that's pretty much what I talk about, is just the power of your mind, how you feel, how you think.
Yeah. Do you just spontaneously get on? Do you follow your intuition and you just get on and do a live? Is that how you do? Or do you plan out what you're going to say in advance?
I'm a content creator. I come at that with some very real information. I am there to help. So of course I do the trends, and I have fun and I'm silly. And then I do the thing called Menopause Explained, which are the personalities. Those are hilarious. That's my ode to comedy writing. I've always wanted to be like a comedy writer. So there's mood, and she's just always ready to punch you in the face. And there's body, who just wants to eat all the time. She's not playing. She wants no exercise. She wants nothing. Then there's me. I'm the reasonable one. I'm ME for Menopause Explained. And I'm like, you guys, can we just, you know, can everybody? And then there's spiritual self. And she's like, you know, really, if we would just, and they're all like, shut up. And then there's the mojo memories. She's the one who remembers all the romance and all the good stuff from the past. And she's just kind of a slutty, you know, silly girl. Anyway, so it's like these people come together in little scenarios. Like, they'll be talking about a date they just went on, or they'll be talking about, you know, should they go work out? Or anyway, that's just me like having fun with the platform. Cause at some point, as a content creator, it has to be fun.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're doing a video, and then you have all these different personas that are kind of talking. They're different.
They're all these chicks are in the video. They're all me, but
that's
all
funny.
And anyway, and then a new one just showed up. Oh my gosh. And she's the narcissist. She's Russian, darling. Don't be stupid. What do you think? What do you think that I'm not going to show up? You silly girl. You know,
it's funny. Put different like wigs on, or like look different?
There's different glasses. Mood is always in black, and me is always in just this nice little denim shirt. So you know who they are when they're talking.
That's awesome. I need to follow you, because I know when we first met, you were telling me that you had quite a following on TikTok. At the time, I don't even think I was on TikTok. Now I'm on TikTok, but I'm just lurking. I'm not really doing anything on TikTok. So yeah, and now you're on Instagram. So check out Hey Loa. And one of the things I love is her name, Loa, which is her given name, also stands for Law of Attraction.
It's so funny. I get this question all the time. Like, did you just name yourself that? No, I'm not an idiot. Oh my gosh. My name is Loa. It's a very old, it's like a pioneer name. You know, my ancestors were on the Mayflower. They crossed the plains. It's a very old name. And so my acronym is Love One Another. So that's on all of my marketing stuff. Just love one another. Everybody just, I'm here to help everyone just kind of calm down and just love one another. But yeah, the whole law of attraction, that just happened. I guess the universe had that planned for me.
Yeah. So. Now you said you were the seventh. Were you the last born, or
no,
were
I had
there more?
I had a brother. I was the seventh of eight children.
Okay. That's so interesting.
Where are you in your family?
Just the second, and there's two of us.
So you're the younger, the baby sister.
Yeah. But one of my given names, my real name's Laura, not Lori, but my parents never called me that, which creates a lot of confusion sometimes. But my middle name is Joy. And so I've always loved that name because I feel like I help people now find joy.
Joy. I love that.
Yeah.
My sister's name is Joy. So yeah. My dad thought that your name should be short, easy to spell, fast to write, because you're going to sign checks and do things your whole life. You want a quick signature. And plus, I'm a direct descendant of John Hancock. So,
that's interesting. How'd you know all this?
My family's done all the work. My big sisters, they are way into it. So I know all of the things. But so all my siblings are all like three letter names and they rhyme. I don't know why they rhyme. My dad did that. Joy, Jan, Dave, Dan, Bi, Ann, Lo, Evan. So anyway, Dave is the longest one. It's not David, it's Dave. So that's just kind of a thing that, you know, my dad was a funny guy.
Now I read in when you submitted the application, you said that you were from Utah. So you moved from Utah to California?
No, I was born in Arizona.
Oh, you were born in Arizona. Okay.
I lived in Utah for a few years going to college, but
okay.
Los Angeles was my home for 35 years.
Got it.
I just recently left Los Angeles and I'm back in the Sonoran Desert, Arizona, back here.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited. I'll be there soon. Going to go on a trip, two trips there this quarter. Yeah. So yeah, tell me about one of the things you do is you help people with reverse aging. So can you tell the people who are listening, what does that mean? Everybody wants to reverse their age, I think.
Yeah, they do. Everybody wants that. Reverse aging means that you are able to manage your energy so that your systems are not progressing forward. Time is relative. We know that. And if you can bring your body to a state of peace in a very centered moment when your processes are not moving forward, but time is, then essentially you've reversed aged. But it takes the skills of you have to know how to move your own energy to be able to do that. That means you have to be able to connect a grounding cord to the earth. You have to have a way for the excess dense energetic stuff that is part of what ages you. You have to have a place for that to go. There's a way for that to siphon off, and it's intentional. And then you know how to bring energy in when you need it. If I had a nickel for every time a woman said to me, "I'm just so tired," oh my goodness, I would have like a friggin' mountain of nickels. Fatigue is a very real thing. And there are so many ways that we could come at this, but your hormone balance is affected and your energy flow is involved. That much I can pretty much.
Yeah. And I just want to encourage people to go over to my YouTube channel and look at this, watch this video, because Loa does not look like she's 64. I mean, you look amazing. And I know you're a makeup artist, but you can't hide deep neck wrinkles and you have none. So yes, that's great. Yeah. Looks so good. And so you're describing, and maybe this will drive some people to go check you out on Instagram or TikTok. But you were saying that you did a video recently that went viral on, I think you said lymphatic drainage. Does that have something to do with reverse aging? Is that, because I don't know what that means. And it sounds like, I don't know. It sounds like draining something. Like,
well, we have a little delay and I don't mean to talk over you, but there's just a tiny delay. So I'm sorry if I've kind of crossed over you a couple of times. Lymphatic drainage is managing the lymph that moves through your body, which travels on your energy pathways. Lymphatic fluid shows up in ankles, people who have cankles. It shows up as puffiness around the eyes, puffiness around the nose and mouth, just feeling generally like there's edema or swelling that doesn't move through you. The largest pull on your body is right here. And
which is she's like pointing to your armpit.
Right under your arm. It's in front of your armpit.
Yeah.
With the breast. There's no pump there. Like your heart has a pump to move blood through you. This place doesn't have that. And you can actually help it.
You have a lot of lymph nodes there, right?
You do. You have a lymph node in each side. You have lymph
okay.
Nodes. And it's the largest pool of lymph in your body is right there and there. But it also, if you want to move puffiness out of your eyes, this place is going to be involved. This place, this major store right here under your arm.
Wow. So your eye, your armpit lymph node is related to your puffy eyes.
Yes, it is. And you can also move it through your eyes. There's a technique. I teach face yoga, reverse aging face yoga on Tuesdays. And everybody listening is invited. It's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we go through all of that. We move that through the eye area. There's a muscle that runs around your eye, the orbicularis oris. It runs in a circle. And if you take time, there's a technique that I show. It's a fluttering technique that you can do as you apply your moisturizer. And there's another beautiful one that we do that comes up the neck that's just beautiful for keeping double chin away. You can manage so much about the aging process of your face. And it's so funny because our culture is so fixated on looking young. I'm more fixated on feeling good. And that usually means young, but people will say to me, I just want to age gracefully. Yes, well, for sure. But there's no point to aging as the way we think of it in our culture. We think of old people as, when everybody's going off and cutting and slicing and having injectables. I don't have any of those. I've not had any of that. I don't plan on it. I haven't, and I don't judge anybody who does. I think everyone should do what feels good to them. I just feel like, kind of when you can't move your face and you can't express your face, I feel like now you've cost me something. And if I'm going to pay for something and I want to feel good about it, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose the warmth in my face. Like, if a little child comes up and hugs you and, oh, honey, thank you. Like that expression, you can't make that when your face has got a bunch of injections. And
you're really damaging the opportunity for connection. Nonverbal. And what they say, like 74% or even more of communication is nonverbal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, just that. Facial movement is so important. So what else is there that you would like to share with the listeners before we wrap up?
Oh, that's so nice of you. I wanted to offer a gift. Is that okay?
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to do face yoga, by the way.
Oh, anytime. It's my favorite thing that I do. It's so cool. It's 45 minutes long. It's on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And everyone listening is welcome to try it. I think it is life-changing, and you can manage your face. You have so much more control than you may realize, but it's a technique. It's a specific thing. And we also work with the upper chakras. It's a very stress relieving class. You feel so different at the end of it. That I am sure of. But the gift that I wanted to offer, I have what's called the Halo Library. Because I am on a lot of channels, I'm talking about a lot of things, and there are certain things I can't say. There are certain limitations and the fear of getting shut down and la, 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 la. So I wanted my own place that I can say what I freaking want to say. And it's the Halo Library. So if you're on my website, haloa.com, you'll see the library there. It's $100 per year, but right now I have opened it. Go to it. It'll look like that you're going to pay for it, but you won't. It's free. So I've opened it. And if you're worried about it because it looks like you think it's going to charge you, it won't. Then just send me a contact email from my page, and I'll have my assistant add you. So
okay. That's so nice. That's so sweet. Thank you for that. I'll go check it out myself. Yeah. So one of the things I like to ask my guests is that, I like to talk about, since it's Not Your Average Lives, what do you think living a Not Your Average Life is, and how do you exemplify that?
I would say that to live a life that is not average, you are free. You feel free. You're not intimidated. You don't feel like you have to think something someone wants you to think. You don't feel like you have to look a certain way. You are free to be who you want in your own soul. And I said the word soul, and people go, oh, she said soul. Now it's gotten weird. Really, it's just who you are. Your soul is that's that delicate, beautiful little person that you came into the world as. And just knowing her and how she really feels and what's truly going on for her. That is when you can feel that and live in that, that's freedom. That's feeling free. There's no pressure. There's no stuff in your mind. And I think that causes you to live in a just a wonderfully beautiful, fulfilled, just elite lifestyle.
Yeah. And it made me think that it's so sad that so many people don't feel free. So in other words, the average of us is not feeling free and not connecting with that which is deep inside of them. I think everybody understands it's soul deep feeling, and so many people are living without that.
It's true, and it happens on every level. It's where things like mental illness, that's where it all stems, is food disorders and depression and anxiety. It's all because of those feelings of just not being able to be you. It all comes from there. And that's basically what my life's work is to just help women be themselves and feel like they don't have to be, they don't have to measure up to something.
Yeah. Yeah. And help them learn how to do that. Yeah, that's great that you have those tools for that. Well, thanks so much for being here, and thanks for the free gift.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I look forward to having a few of you jump into the library. It will be my pleasure.
Yeah, and definitely follow you on social media, because it sounds like you provide a lot of value with what you share.
Well, maybe I should tell them I'm Hey Loa on Facebook, Hey Loa on Instagram, HEYLOA. On TikTok, I'm Hey Loa _, but you'll find me. It'll pop up.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't use Not Your Average Grandma on TikTok. So I'm Grandma Who Is Not Average on TikTok. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me. It's great to chat with you today.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.